I wanted to ask your thoughts on, I think that you have worked with enough clients now to maybe have seen a cohort of leaders start together. Let's say you knew four or five individuals, men and women, when they were all managers or supervisors. And now, several years later, some of them are still managers and supervisors, but you have that one or two that has gone two, three, four notches up the corporate ladder, so to speak. And let's say all else was equal with talent. How did the other two do it? How did they get several laps ahead of their colleagues, so to speak? And I mean that in a good sense. Their talent was equal, that there was no politics. It's just some people seem to rise over time ahead of their cohort. I was interested in hearing your thoughts on that.
I think there's a lot of factors to that. I think one of the biggest ones is that they have the ability to build very solid relationships. They seek people out, they ask a lot of questions, they learn from people, they get advice, but they also relate to people in a way that makes them feel valued, whether it's somebody who's several levels in an organization above them in the hierarchy or several levels below or on a lateral level. They have the ability to allow people to feel as though they have their best interests in mind. So as a result, there are always people who are eager to help this person out and eager to see this person succeed because they feel as though this person always has others' interests in mind. It's not just about them. So there's a level of humility and again, a level of service that permeates every interaction somebody has. The other thing is because of the fact that they really, you know, not only take the time to get to know people, but I think the best leaders have an ability to be completely present, which is becoming a rare skill right now with the level of distraction that we're all surrounded by. But the best leaders have the ability to, you know, when you're sitting with somebody and you realize that you are the full focus, the sole focus of somebody's attention, that there's nothing more important than just talking to you, there's something really cool that happens, and you have the ability to learn from them and to lead them to tell you things that not other people would necessarily tell you because they feel cared about and safe and like you have their back. And so I think the ability to do that, again, and to ask the kinds of questions about, you know, really getting that curiosity thing comes into place. What do you believe are the biggest obstacles that you know you're facing individually that our organization is facing? What do you think needs to happen? And so asking these kinds of questions allows people to get really tuned into what are the emerging challenges that are coming over the bend? What are the opportunities that are coming? And how can we uniquely position ourselves to address those? And so because they have the ability to hear that from so many different perspectives, what often happens with these people is that they have the ability to chart their own path to success. So a lot of people wait until there's a job opening and they think, oh, I can only go as high as the organization allows. There's no, you know, this person is not moving on. And so I don't really see any future opportunities for myself. There's no job listings, whatever. The leaders who get ahead are the ones who are paying attention and they recognize, you know what, this thing is coming. And if we're not finding a way to address it, either the organization is going to miss an opportunity or we're going to be in a world of hurt. And I see something that could be part of the solution. And so what they're able to do in many cases, and I've seen a lot of leaders actually have positions created because they've been able to make a case that something needs to happen and that they are uniquely qualified to lead that charge or to provide that service, even though there's no position that even exists to do it right now. And so, you know, the waves have been parted and positions are created. And in a sense, and what happens when you become somebody who has the ability to spot those unmet opportunities and emerging challenges and offer solutions instead of just pointing at problems, is you get on people's radar. So a lot of times at a lower level of an organization, you may not even be aware of opportunities that are about to break, but if people are aware of you and the way that you handle things and the questions that you ask and the fact that you are always looking out for the highest good of the organization and the people that are in it, you may hear about those opportunities before anybody else. It may never even hit the job board because you'll get a call. Somebody will say, you know, we have this thing and we need somebody who is innovative and visionary and who really has a great ability to relate to people. And, you know, you seem to have your finger on the pulse, and we want to encourage you either to apply for this, or we believe you're the best person for this. So that is what, you know, to your earlier question, if you've got a number of people, they all have the same level of talent, they have the same level of even opportunity presented to them, the ones that scale those heights are the ones that see those opportunities and make those opportunities and position themselves well, because it's not about them, it's about being of service to the organizations that gets them ahead. That's my observation.
No, I think you're spot on. Your experience and observations dovetail completely with mine. I think that your thoughts, your statement about people have to know you, they have to know about you, I think that is incumbent on the individual. Some leaders are better than others about championing their people. Mm-hmm. And so I always say, shame on you. And this is not politics or dirty pool, so to speak. Shame on you if the only impression senior leaders and executives have of you is what your boss tells them about you.
Yeah.
That should be complimentary and additive and certainly powerful, but everybody around you should say, she is just motivated. She lights up a room when she comes in. She's always leaning forward. She always asks the best questions, and you can tell they're coming from a good place. And she's always, you know, she's the glass half full kind of person. She knows something's coming, to your point. So I'm agreeing with you.